Dave, first of all, what was your assessment of that game tonight?
I think it's a game that we should have won. I think we've created enough chances. I thought we showed a lot of desire and commitment. I thought the fans were magnificent. I thought they got behind the boys from start to finish. And we put in a performance away from home that, you know, probably outplayed and drove at them in long spells of the game, and with a bit more luck, might have come away with 3 points rather than 1 point. But it'd have been an injustice if we'd have come away with nothing, because, you know, the goals that we've conceded, I'm sure Dale Addle say the same, Eddie will say the same, but they are poor goals to give away on our part, you know. I mean, JJ's a bit unlucky with the second. I think he got his feet tangled, but I'm talking about a winger playing fullback as well, so I think he was so desperate to get to it, he's misread the flight of it. But third one's a bad goal to give away, to punt down the middle. You know, 15 attempts on goal, and probably, I think, 8 or 9 of them are on target. Shows you that we had intentions to come here and not sit back with 12 a goal.
Three very different goals that you scored, but all very well taken, weren't they?
Well, the first goal's a good goal, Cog. You know, we got quality. Saturday, we spoke about Saturday, we put crosses in and we didn't get anyone on the end of it. So I just changed it round a little bit. I probably needed a bit more quality from one of the wide players of the three. So I switched Jay round a little bit. And I thought Jay, probably it's his best game. And the little ball he slipped into Cog. Mm-hmm. We had that 2 or 3 times on Saturday and no one had picked that out. So I just felt that it might be just an opportunity for him to play that role. And I thought he was superb today.
You've previously said that Chris O'Grady, you see him as an impact player. When he puts a performance like this, do you start to doubt that maybe?
No, I still, because, you know, good one, bad one, good one, bad one. So, but Chris did what was asked of him today. You know, what we lack in maybe a little bit of control up there, he certainly gives us in commitment and desire, and he's willing to run. And listen, he is a good finisher when he gets that opportunity. His second goal was of a good quality goal. It's a great ball from Jay in, great little ball in, reverse pass. And Cog took it brilliantly. His header was a good one. So, you know, it's that level of performance, and I think people forget that Cog's not played at this level. So it's not all about running and chasing and battering people. There has to be some control in it. And I thought he showed a lot of that today, which was important for us.
It is worth singling out Jay, I think, because he was excellent today. And he is a person who has had some criticism, but when he puts a performance in like that, it's easy to see why you brought him to this club, isn't it?
Well, listen, everybody will always have an opinion and criticise people. If you lose games, the biggest thing that's aimed at people is they don't care or they're not trying. And I've never understood that as a professional person, because nobody goes. And you ask anybody, you ask the fans that play football or any sport that they play, they go and play over Sunday morning or a Saturday morning, and then they give their all. And if they don't try, then why are they in the sport? These guys get paid good money. Nobody wants to go in front of 28,000 people and not try. And anybody who says they do don't understand it. But because you lose games, people get a little bit. See, it's the biggest comment made in football. Really is the biggest comment made in football. People don't. He's not trying, or he doesn't care. And the lads do care. They really do care, and they want to do well. But if they're not playing well, doesn't mean they don't care and they're not trying. Things mightn't be coming up for them. And anyone who's played football, and I can only talk about football because I haven't played any other sports, will understand that. And I thought, as I said, I thought the fans today gave everybody, you know, they drove them on. They weren't going to give up today, even coming off a half time. They got the lads were talking about it at half time. They're right behind us, and we are in a division where, you know, we haven't found it easy, as easy as people thought we would. But we knew, and we were warned, and they were warned. But it just took us a little bit long. Maybe just get going. But I thought everybody today was superb.
Finally, Reader Johnson has said that he is out for 2 months. Can you confirm that?
No, because Reds isn't the specialist or whatever, so it's completely different to what I've been told. So why he's done it, I don't know. And again, it's the scourge of the football world at the moment, and he should know better, and he's took it off now, and rightly so, because it's not his place to let it out or whatever, and he should know that, and he should know better.